hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
All right, guys. As you can tell, I'm not John Stadtmiller, at least not yet anyway. I might morph into him in a little while. John had to step away for a bit. He asked me to fill in for the first hour. This is Charles Giuliani from Truth Hurts Radio. My show was on earlier in the day. I'm usually on from Central Time from 11 to 1. But I'm here again filling in just for the first hour. So welcome to John's show. He should be in a little bit. But I thought I would go over some interesting little tidbits here. I was poking around today and found some interesting quotes that I thought brilliantly yet pathetically sums up the mess that we're now in under this current administration. But before I go into that, let me go over some important announcements here. We've got the chat forum, guys, that's available on RBN's website. It's a type chat forum. Some of you, I'm sure, already are aware of it. You can just go on to republicbroadcasting.org website, and you can click on there. You'll see the function there for you to come on live. You just got to register, put your name and email or whatever. And there you are. You can talk or type, you know, with the hosts. You can type with other listeners. It's a neat little feature. So just go to the website. You can sign on, and while you're listening, you can talk with the host and you know, other listeners. It's a great way to share information and makes the show even more interesting. Also, to let you know, let's see here. Republic Trading phone number, guys, is 800-691-7898, and it's a relatively new website. It's been up for several months now, but the new address, the new URL for the Republic Trading Group is republictradinggroup.net. So get in on that, guys. It's great stuff. Secure your fortune. However big or small it may be, nowadays everybody's fortune seems to be shrinking except for a few privileged individuals. But literally the whole country's fortune is shrinking, but you can secure what fortune you do have by investing, guys, particularly in gold and silver. Our currency, as unstable as it is and has been for decades on end, it's becoming a lot more unstable, and of course if it crashes, there isn't going to be anything left of it. So go check out republictradinggroup.net or call in at 800, toll-free, 800-691-7898. All right, guys, this is my cue. We got a short break. Stick with us. I'll be right back sharing some very interesting quotes and some news items. I think you'll enjoy them. Be right back.
Thank you. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, guys. Welcome back. Obviously, I'm not John Stadtmiller. He will be coming in for the second hour. I'm just filling in. This is Charles Giuliani. I usually have my show on from 11 to 1. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday here on RBN. That's Central Standard Time, of course. Just filling in here for a little bit, but I thought you'd find this interesting. I was thumbing through an old book on my shelf the other day, written by Tex Mars back in the early 90s, researching for another show I'm doing, and I came across this really interesting quote. And, of course, he was applying this in this book to the Clintons. But as I read it, boy, it actually far more adequately describes the current administration. This comes from 1946 in a journal called Neurotica. And it was from an article written by William Krasner. And here's what he said. Very interesting. Keep in mind, you know, this goes back 61 years ago. And boy, almost with prophetic insight, this man wrote this quote because it so adequately describes the mess we're in right now. He says, "No nation or culture consisting wholly or even largely of psychopaths can long survive. Well, that seems like common sense enough, doesn't it? But lo and behold, we're in that mess right now. And you have any doubts, stick around. I'll prove that to you, folks. Our nation's run by psychopaths. He goes on here and says, the psychopath is a disruptive, parasitic, immoral influence. Any group, while it may, for various reasons, support and even honor the psychopath, must fundamentally rest on a firm economy and a great mass of hard-working, responsible people to exist. Therefore, in direct proportion to the extent that the psychopath is tolerated, that his attitudes find support in the culture pattern, to that extent, it is an unhealthy society. I read that, boy, and it just hit home. As long as a nation will tolerate a psychopath in power, and of course we've got more than one psychopath in power, don't we? The whole administration is literally stacked with them. So here we are in the very mess that this guy had talked about. The nation's coming apart, guys, and how could it be otherwise? We literally do have, and you know, you got any doubt? Let me read some more interesting quotes here. This is from the June 14th, 2004 edition of Capitol Hill Blue. Listen to what they had to say. A new look by a prominent Washington psychiatrist says President George W. Bush is a, quote, paranoid megalomaniac, as well as a sadist and untreated alcoholic. Now, that's some pretty strong language, but this is a noted psychiatrist saying this. It goes on, the doctor's analysis appears to confirm earlier reports that the president may be emotionally unstable. Dr. Justin Frank, writing in Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President, also says that the president has a lifelong streak of sadism, ranging from childhood pranks, using firecrackers to explode frogs, to insulting journalists, gloating over state executions, and pumping his fists gleefully before the bombing of Baghdad. Understand, these aren't my words. These are words of a professional psychiatrist saying that Bush is, in fact, a psychopath. And that, all that is true, by the way. That's well documented. He's had a lifelong streak of sadism. You know, the old firecracker in the frog's mouth thing, and then later on he graduated to bigger and better things. Yes, he insults journalists all the time. You know, there was one instance somewhere out in the Midwest, I don't remember where, but he put on such a show of rage. Somebody was harping on him in the press about the Iraq war to such an extent, he got so infuriated that he couldn't dodge their questions and couldn't shut them up, that he stormed off stage and didn't seem to care that he was yelling so loud that people could still hear him in the audience. And, you know, he was just screaming vulgarities, you know, and tell that blankety blank blank, he better shut his mouth. And if he doesn't leave me alone, I'm going to, you know, just enraged. And it was shortly after that that he was put on even more powerful psychotropic medications to keep these outbursts under control. Because, you know, if that ever happened before national television, in that instance, lucky for him, you know, it wasn't being televised nationally. It was just being locally covered. I wish it was, though. That would have been great. It would have been a nice little show for the American people to see, although I'm sure they would have turned the cameras off early on so that, you know, they would protect his little reputation. Yeah, like it's worth protecting. Like he doesn't already have a tarred reputation anyway, but you know how the media works. They like to cover up things like that. But, you know, this is the real Bush, insulting journalists, gloating over state executions. Now, that requires some elaboration right there. You may or may not know this, but, you know, let me remind you if you already do. This is a very important point. George W. holds the record for having more people executed under his watch as governor than any other governor in American history when he was the governor down in Texas. The exact number escapes me. It was over 150. It might have been, I think it was 150-something, 153, 4, whatever it was. But he does, to this day, still hold the record, having the most people. And here we find that not only did he have many people executed, but he was gloating over them. Interestingly enough, the only person he ever pardoned while governor, forget his last name, but the name Henry sticks, or Henry might have been his last name. I'm not sure, but I know Henry was in there somewhere, first name, last name. But he was one of the most, if not the most, notorious mass murderers in American history. The guy had hundreds of killings under his belt, and there may even be more. Those were only the ones that the guy confessed to and that they actually had evidence to tie him in with. But one of the worst, if not the worst, mass murderers in history. And he actually let this guy off the hook as far as the death sentence went. But, you know, all these other people, no mercy, sent them all to their deaths. It's unbelievable. But, of course, you know, we just had that little ceremony last week, the little turkey pardoning escapade. Isn't that nice? Holds the record for sending the most people to their death in Texas, but he'll pardon a turkey or two. Oh, man, I tell you, we really are in the George Orwellian world of doublespeak, aren't we? So, blowing up frogs, insulting journalists, gloating over state executions, and then this psychiatrist went on to say, pumping his fist gleefully before the bombing of Baghdad. Now, isn't that interesting? This is a war, of course, that he lied us into. And please, don't tell me you don't know we were lied into that war at this point. I'm sure most of our listeners know that, but if there are any that don't, please call in and challenge me. Tell me that we weren't lied. You know, the propaganda they feed us is that, oh, well, it was bad intelligence. Bush didn't know. You know, he was just going by our intelligence, and it turned out to be faulty intelligence. Oh, no, 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 no. As much as I don't like to defend the CIA with their sleazy reputation, at least at the highest levels anyway, it turns out that's not the case. Come on, folks. They planned the Iraq war long in advance, long before the fake rigged election of 2000. In the September 2000 report, for example, by Project for the New American Century called Rebuilding America's Defenses, available on their own website, newamericancentury.org. It's a plan that was drafted up by Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Feith, Abrams, Jeb Bush is even on the board. They planned in September of 2000 to invade Iraq. And, you know, Paul Wolfowitz even admitted to Ted Koppel. I remember watching this show live just a couple weeks before the Iraq war broke out. It was on March 5th. It was a Wednesday. And he said, yeah, of course we were planning this war years ago. He says, that's no secret. Anybody can go to our website. It's a matter of public record. Anybody can go to newamericancentury.org and read for themselves. Then 2 months later, he told Vanity Fair in May of 2003, Wolfowitz, in an interview, told them that the weapons of mass destruction excuse for the war was something that they concocted for bureaucratic reasons. And he said it was something we all agreed upon that the public would be able to accept as a legitimate excuse for the war. Can you imagine that? And yet there's still Bush defenders out there who would tell us, oh, no, they didn't lie us into that war. It was just faulty intelligence. Well, here you have the Deputy Secretary of Defense admitting that they concocted this reason. And, of course, we got the Downing Street memo. So there's three major irrefutable pieces of evidence right there. You've got the PNAC document. You've got the Wolfowitz admission twice. And then you've got the Downing Street memo where Bush told Blair and July of 2002 that we're going into Iraq next year and, you know, fix the intelligence around that premise. Come up with something, anything, make it sound convincing. But in any case, we're going in. Doesn't matter what the public thinks. We're going to do it. Just come up with something that looks convincing. There's no question we lied into that war, folks. So here's a president who lies us into war, and then he gloats over the bombing of Baghdad. That's a psychopath, folks. Anyway, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, guys, welcome back. This is Charles Giuliani, the host of Truth Hurts Radio, filling in for John for the first hour of his show here. Before the break, we were talking about our current administration headed up by what has to be called a psychopath. You know, that's not being said to be insulting, although this man begs to be insulted, but, it's just a fact. The man is a psychopath, and of course, so is Cheney, so is Condoleezza, and everybody else that's held high positions in this administration. Ashcroft, Rumsfeld, they literally are psychopaths. They all love war. They actually gloat over it, as we just said here. Bush gloats, shaking his fist gleefully over the bombing of Baghdad. This is a man who knows there was no reason, legitimate reason. Of course, I'm sure fattening his stock portfolio, raising oil prices, along with all the other sleazy reasons that they actually did have for going to war, in his estimation, were worthwhile and legitimate. But they weren't worthwhile and legitimate for this nation. Quite to the contrary. You know, the Iraq war is costing us $10 billion a month. It's cost us... Well, depends on who you go by, but it doesn't matter. Already, even if you go by the official numbers, it's already cost us more lives than what died on 9/11. Think about it. This is treason, folks. A man who gleefully clenches his fist excitedly over the bombing of a nation that did not need to be invaded. It never attacked us. It never threatened to attack us. It never had the ability to attack us. None of the excuses that they have given us have panned out. And, of course, we know that the primary excuse, weapons of mass destruction, was made up. They knew it was a lie from the beginning. They made it up so that we could be convinced that there was a need to go in there by their own admission. So how in the world can he gleefully shake his fist over the bombing of Baghdad unless he is an actual psychopath? He knew that he was lying us into that war, but he was all excited because he knew that going in there now, his buddies in Halliburton were going to be rewarded, or Cheney's buddies anyway, that, you know, his oil investments were going to soar. Oh, boy. Anybody want to contest that some nation? I mean, it's not my some nation. I wholeheartedly agree with it. But this is a psychiatrist who's made this this diagnosis. Let's look at something else interesting here. In her book, Pigs at the Trough, came out a few years back. I think it was in early 2003. Arianna Huffington, the chieftain there at the Huffington Post, brought out some very illuminating observations about this type of mentality, this psychopathic mentality. She wrote, in Without Conscience, renowned criminologist Dr. Robert Hare identified the key emotional traits of psychopaths. Indeed, in what he calls the psychopathy checklist, were the inability to feel remorse, a grossly inflated view of oneself, a pronounced indifference to the sufferings of others, and a pattern of deceitful behavior. Once again, do we not see all of these things in this administration, particularly Bush? The psychopathy checklist, he meets every identifying mark, folks. Inability to feel remorse. Well, we've already seen that. Shaking his fist gleefully over the bombing of Baghdad, insulting journalists. You know, there he was joking at that White House dinner that he was hosting when he gave the toast there. Remember, he was standing up at the podium there and at the White House and laughing, joking about the weapons of mass destruction excuse that launched this war in the first place, this lie. He's laughing. Whoops. No weapons of mass destruction over here. Oops, no weapons of mass destruction over there. You know, he's looking under the podium and underneath his papers and, you know, all over the place. And everyone's roaring in the room laughing. Everyone in that room, of course, was part of the multi-billionaire buddies club who benefited from this fraudulent war. And they love it. Oh, yeah, they were eating it up. They don't care that thousands of our men and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are dying over in this fraudulent war. Because they're profiteering from it. It's absolutely heinously disgusting. But anyway, he definitely meets the criteria here of having an inability to feel remorse. I think anyone who's honest would have to agree, even if they like Bush, heaven forbid. There are those out there, unfortunately, that do. But I don't think they could argue the fact that Bush has no feelings of remorse. You know, and if they would argue that point, well, we won't waste our time with them because it's nonsense. It's a fact. He has no remorse. Neither does anyone else in this scoundrelous administration. Okay, let's go to the next one. Grossly inflated view of himself. Sorry, he meets that identifying mark, too. You know,
things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was dictatorship. As long as I'm the dictator.
He told that to CNN December of 2000, guys, a month before he took office, and I do mean took office. He literally views himself as a dictator, and of course he's been running this nation as a dictator, hasn't he? Seriously, I'm the decider, he says. Yeah, there's an inflated ego. Stick with us, we'll come back and go over some more of these points. Prove that they do apply to our psychopathic president.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Charles Giuliani filling in for John Stadtmiller the first hour this evening. So before the break, I was talking about this psychopathy checklist and how it definitely applies to Bush. He has the inability to feel remorse. We've already talked about that. Grossly inflated view of himself. You know, here's some other examples of that. When he was on with Tim Russert, just before he went before the 9/11 Commission, in fact, at this point, he hadn't given them an answer yet. They had asked him to appear. Initially, the answer he gave was outright no. He refused. But, of course, a month later, after relentless harassment, they, you know, he finally gave in, but only under, you know, half a dozen stipulations. Cheney had to be with him, and the proceedings were to be private, not public. They weren't to be recorded. They weren't to be under oath when they gave their testimony. I mean, it's unbelievable. Oh, nothing to hide there. But anyway, before they even asked him, he appeared on with Tim Russert, and Russert asked him, "Are you going to testify before the 9/11 Commission?" This was in February of 04. And his exact response was,
Well, you see, I don't testify, but I'll be happy to meet with him and with them and give them recommendations.
He actually said that. I don't testify. Grossly inflated view of himself. Because he's the decider, he says that he doesn't testify. In other words, I don't go before anyone else and have to answer questions. And on another occasion, he actually said, one of the great things about being president is I don't have to answer to anyone. There might be those who have to answer to me, but as president, I don't feel I owe an explanation to anyone for my actions. He actually said that. So you see, he not only has a grossly inflated view of himself, but he has a pathetically incorrect understanding of what his role as the president is. He understands it to be a dictator. Apparently, many Americans have that misunderstanding, too, because they've been putting up with this scoundrel for so long. That's not the function of the President of the United States, folks. He's not our boss who dictates. We're his boss. We pay his income. We tell him what to do. He's only the one who executes our wishes. Instead, now, he's executing our rights. So anyway, there's two things on the list. Let's go to number three. A pronounced indifference to the suffering of others. Well, we've already demonstrated that, haven't we? About the last one, a pattern of deceitful behavior.
Do I really have to elaborate on that one?
How about this? Rather than demonstrate some examples of where Bush is lied, well, we already talked about one, haven't we, the weapons of mass destruction fraud and, that whole phony excuse for the war. But rather than, go into a whole list of examples of things he's lied about, why don't I talk about the things he hasn't lied to us about? That would be a lot easier, take up much less time. In fact, if you've got a pencil handy, why don't you make a list in case you forget? You can share this with friends later. Here's a list of the things Bush hasn't lied to us about. Ready? And that's it. I hope you got that down. I told you it was a short list. Unbelievable, man. So, folks, he meets every identifying mark. He's a psychopath. And, of course, so is everyone else in this administration. He picks them well, doesn't he? Oh, indeed. Everybody that he's filled positions with in this administration, that he's handpicked. Of course, it's Cheney behind the scenes telling him who to pick. Bush can't even pick his nose without screwing that up. But, these guys are all psychopaths, so naturally every time a position opens up, they're going to fill it with another psychopath. I still marvel. I can't believe this guy appointed Yevgeny Primakov to hold a high position in the Homeland Security apparatus as an advisor. Former director of the KGB. Can you imagine? It would be bad enough if it was just a KGB agent, this guy. But no, he was the former director of the KGB. Absolutely astonishing. If Clinton did something like that, oh boy, the Bush lovers would have been all over him, and he would be evil and a communist, and Bush can do it, and that's a-okay. Look at the schizophrenia of this whole mess. And of course, he also appointed Marcus Wolf, a.k.a. Gray Fox, the former East German Stasi chief, gave him a position as an advisor to Homeland Security as well. Oh, and aren't they advising just well? Primakov there helped put together the CAPS II program. He came up with the idea, when you fly, they give these color codings, and you don't even know what your color code is, but the marshal aboard the flight knows, and if you do something out of the ordinary, like pull out a plastic knife to cut your half-fake steak there that they give you on the plane, then, you could be a terrorist suspect. Or nowadays, if you eat a falafel wrap. I read an article today that the FBI now is looking into customers who order falafel that came from Iran as being possible terrorist suspects. Oh, man, this is unbelievable. Forget Orwell. Okay, don't bother wasting your time. He didn't even come close to what we're dealing with today. This goes way beyond 1984, guys. This is unbelievable. Well, I guess I'm a terrorist because I like falafel. Then again, just being on this network, I'm already a,
violent radicalizationists.
If there's time before the end of the hour, I'll have something to say about that, that fraud piece of legislation first passed through the House as H.R. 1955, now up for vote. I understand it's not going to actually be voted on until in the spring as S-1959, but what a fraud that is, folks. This is by far the biggest assault on our constitutional rights and freedoms in the history of this country. This goes on way beyond Homeland Security Act, way beyond the Patriot Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, or the Military Commissions Act. It leaves them all in the dust. In fact, you can combine them all together, and this one, in my estimation, is worse. It has been called, and rightly so, the Thought Crimes Bill. I mean, look it up. Google it. Read it. It's frightening stuff. H.R. 1959. Google it. It's not that long. You just breeze through it. It's absolutely... I like how it opens. Oh, it sounds so noble. Designed to look like something good that we should support for the gullible saps that actually like this guy. Of course, it's only the first paragraph that sounds noble because they know that's all most people will ever read. But it actually says, you know, while we have been focused overseas in our war on terror, we recognize that there is a problem domestically with terrorism as well. And then, of course, it proceeds to talk about how the internet is a ripe breeding ground for terrorism, especially those anti-government propaganda radio broadcasts. Wow. So if we're propaganda, what does that make ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, You gotta be kidding me. They want to shut down internet radio, guys. That's what this bill is all about. Because they know that, you know, 60% of the television news audience has been lost in the past several years. It might even be higher than that now. I don't know. That's the last statistic I saw a couple of years ago. I'm sure it's worse now. But even that's serious alone. 60% of the television news audience has been lost. Well, where do you think that other 60% is going now? They're going to the internet. They know they're getting truth on the internet that they're not getting on CNN, Fox. I mean, it's becoming very obvious. They're losing the information war. They really are. And about 40% loss in printed press media, printed news. So that's quite a drop. And that's why, you know, I've been seeing articles quite a bit over the past year or so. Talking about how there's been major layoffs in the major media, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, they're all laying people off by the hundreds, if not thousands, because nobody's buying it anymore, literally and figuratively. Nobody's buying their propaganda newspapers. They recognize it for what it is. So now they want to shut down the internet. Internet radio, that is, labeling that as propaganda. Well, has anything I have shared with you so far been propaganda, or for that matter, anything on this network? But, you know, my claim that Bush is a psychopath and this whole administration is packed with psychopaths, is that propaganda? Did I not prove my case that they are, in fact, psychopaths, that Bush himself, along with all the other thugs in this administration, meet all the identifying marks of a psychopath? I mean, I quoted from a psychiatrist who made that assessment. And then I read from the psychopathy checklist showing how, they meet all the criteria, folks. They do. That's not propaganda. That's a fact. Why isn't CNN reporting that? They never will either. Bunch of kiss-ups that they are. There's your propaganda for you right there, folks. Anyway, Capitol Hill Blue. Coming back to my buddies here. In their... July 28, 2004 edition, they gave another interesting review of our angel with horns in the White House. Very interesting article. By the way, if you try to access this article now, going to Capitol Hill Blue's website, it's not there anymore. Instead, you'll see a notice. This article has been removed because it contained incorrect information. Now, that's interesting. I know of only one other article that this has happened with. The article on Cleveland's News 9 website. They reported the morning of 9/11 that Flight 93 had landed at Cleveland Airport. Rather detailed piece, only a couple paragraphs long, but it was pretty detailed. They said that Flight 93 out of Boston, bound for San Francisco, had landed in Cleveland Airport. It was disboarded. And they said that they got this confirmed from FBI agents and from United. Both of them confirmed that it was Flight 93. The article was very clear, very emphatic. And all of a sudden now, you go there today, you try to access that article, it says, nope, it's been removed because it contained incorrect information. Well, what information was incorrect? How many times do you know, I see this all the time on CNN, for example, when this incorrect information, the very next day or whenever it's brought to their attention, they'll put a little sidebar notifying the reader that, yeah, there's incorrect information and this is what it is, and they'll make the correction in the sidebar. But they leave the original article intact. They certainly don't remove the whole article, but that's what you find. When you go to look for this Flight 93 landing in Cleveland, it's gone. And when you go to look for this Capitol Hill Blue article that I'm about to cite from, it's gone. There's no sidebar telling you what part was incorrect. It's just simply taken off completely. It's obvious, folks. This article doesn't contain incorrect information any more than the News 9 article contained incorrect information. It's just that they didn't want it reported. Unbelievable. Again, if it's incorrect, why didn't they just put the sidebar like everybody else does, tell you what the incorrect information was? The fact that they removed the whole thing ought to tell you something. They don't want you to know about this. No, this article is a fact. And I'm glad I saved it before they took it down. Here it is. I remember reading this right when it was posted. This is a gem. July 28th, 2004, Capitol Hill Blue. It stated, President George W. Bush is taking antidepressant drugs to control his erratic behavior. Depression and paranoia, Capitol Hill Blue has learned. The prescription drugs administered by Colonel Richard J. Tubb, the White House physician, can impair the president's mental faculties. I thought they were impaired to begin with. Can they possibly be impaired anymore? But anyway, can impair the president's mental faculties and decrease both his physical capabilities and his ability to respond to a crisis, administration aides admit privately. Oh, he must have been overdosing on this stuff on 9/11 then. Inability to respond to a crisis. Oh, if it wasn't so pathetic. Anyway, decrease his physical capabilities. What does that mean? He won't be able to effectively wrestle a pretzel to the ground anymore? Oh, this is crazy. But in any case, guys, please, 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 please tell me, what could be erroneous with this to cause them to take the whole article away? I mean, they obviously talked to the doctor here, or to some White House aides anyway, who told them what was going on. You're going to tell me this whole thing from start to finish is incorrect? I mean, everybody knows Bush is on drugs. Just look at him. Look at those beady little eyes. Jeez, man. I mean, even Sylvester Stallone says more words in a two-hour movie than this guy says in a whole month of speeches. Anyway, the article continues. It's a double-edged sword, says one aide. We can't have him flying off the handle at the slightest provocation, but we also need a president who is alert mentally. Very interesting. Again, I'll ask, what is erroneous here? They interviewed several White House aides, none of which, for obvious reasons, wanted to be named. But this article said that they interviewed, I think they said 10 of them. And that they all, by the way, wanted to look for work elsewhere. And I think that's actually quoted. Let me continue here. Tubb prescribed the antidepressants after a clearly upset Bush stormed off stage on July 8th, refusing to answer reporters' questions about his relationship with indicted Enron executive Kenneth Lay. Bush has done this on several occasions, stormed off the stage and winds up swearing backstage behind the curtain. Everybody can hear him. And they quote from him here. He said, "Keep those mother blank blankers away from me," he screamed at an aide backstage. "If you can't, I'll find someone who can." Wow. A little temperamental there, aren't we, Mr. Bush? Apparently these medications aren't working quite well enough for him, are they? Up that dose. Then it continues. Bush's mental stability has become the topic of Washington whispers in recent months. Capitol Hill Blue first reported on June 4th about increasing concern among White House aides over the president's wide mood swings and obscene outbursts. And we got to go to a break, guys. I'll talk a bit more about that when we get back, about that article. Stick with us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Charles Giuliani filling in for John Stadtmuller for a few more minutes. I do believe he will be back momentarily. Been talking the past hour about our psychopathic president. Just before the break, I finished reading this quote, which has now been taken off of Capitol Hill Blue's website. supposedly because it contained incorrect information. But it quoted here at the end from some unnamed White House aides who said that they were really distraught over the president's wide mood swings and obscene outbursts. It was making reference to an article that had appeared earlier that summer in Capitol Hill Blow. They'd interviewed some of these White House aides, and they said that they were looking for work elsewhere. They were so stressed out, they just couldn't take the White House job anymore. They said that at cabinet meetings, if you disagreed with him, anybody, didn't matter who, he would just go into these outbursts. Oh, I just got word that I guess John isn't going to be on the second half. It's going to be Robbie Noel who's going to be filling in for John the second hour, so stay tuned for that. Robbie's a great guy. Anyway, so they said that, you know, they couldn't take it anymore. One minute they said he's quoting from the Bible, and the next minute he's going into these vulgar fits of cursing and swearing. And, you know, the article stopped short of saying schizophrenia, but it might as well have. They already called him a psychopath. But that was certainly the impression they gave. They just couldn't take it, the mood swings. In fact, it was so bad that they had this little code word that they would use, or code words that they would use, playing off of the weather. They would email each other early in the morning and warn each other that, you know, if he was in a bad mood, they'd say, oh, looks like a cold front is moving in. And that alerted them to the fact that, hey, don't mess with the guy. He's you know, he's in psycho mode and he'll go crazy on you. You know, smile at him and do everything he says. You know, if he was in a good mood, then they would say, oh, hey, a warm front's moving in. Looks like it's going to be a pleasant day today, you know. But that's how they would communicate covertly so that nobody would know they're actually talking about him. But they said, again, it was that bad, and that they wanted to find work elsewhere. Imagine that, guys. And so that article as well has been removed. Isn't that interesting? Take away the whole article, not telling you what the error was, not making a correction, just removing the whole thing. Once again, guys, could you possibly make any other conclusion but that they are suppressing this information? They don't want you to know. Again, I'm glad I recorded this stuff. I copied it and pasted it into my word processor. And I'm glad because it's just not there anymore. But this is a fact. They talked with White House aides, a White House physician, and they upped his dosage. He was put on powerful psychotropic meds to deal with his aberrant mood swings, and the guy is a raving madman. So hopefully, if there was any doubters before, hopefully you'll have no doubt now of what we're dealing with. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's where we're at. And I tell you, boy, looking down, you know, at next year, at the next election, if we even have one, and if we do, you know, it's going to be rigged again. But what are we going to get stuck with next time? Hillary? Oh, my. I'm working on a show to do on, you know, on my show in the next coming couple of weeks or so on Hillary. She ain't much better, folks, let me tell you. She scares me even more than Bush, I think. Hitler in drag. She's a psychopath, too. Which is why, of course, the elites love her so much. Anyway, guys, that's it for me for now. Stick around. Robbie Noel will be picking up the second hour for John Stadtmiller. Take care, folks. Take a miracle back.